From a young age, I had somehow found it hard to fit in. Even in kindergarten, Ms. Zanker had called my mother and instructed her to pick up her son immediately. What on earth could such a little boy do to be sent home? Well, I'd been sledding like all the other students. However, after sliding down the mountain, contrarily to every other child who took their own sled and pulled it up again, I had five girls pull mine back up, with me still sitting in it. This was the first in a series of expulsions, another one in primary school, and five more in high school, until I was issued an official certificate for learning disability that granted me permission to be stupid. Failure became the story of my life, a story that was told to me so often by others that I began to believe it myself. The system didn't want me. It chewed me up and spat me out again. After achieving poor results in my school exit exams, I became a flight attendant and later found myself, via a rather circuitous route, studying psychology. I wanted to find out what was wrong with me. Around the same time, call it coincidence, I ended up with a position in a telemarketing company, which also allowed me to discover some of my strengths. Talking was my thing. The system had never made that clear to me, but I found it out by myself, albeit after more than 20 years. I became my own guarantor of success and built up relationships with over 1,000 sales partners. Eventually, I became vice president of the company. I had a penthouse with a pool on the roof, a girlfriend who worked as a model, and a custom Mercedes SLK AMG, which I drove through the streets as if I were the king of Wuppertal. I really thought I had it all. And I did, until I didn't. Mistakes were made, and after reaching the pinnacle of success, the empire I'd built collapsed within a week. My monthly salary and sales partners, my savings, my penthouse, my car, and you guessed it, my girlfriend. Everything was gone. "Was that it?" I asked, sobbing, sitting on the loft bed of my childhood bedroom. Above me hung the David Hasselhoff poster I had taped there as a child. With newfound modesty, I put myself to work. I slowly got to my feet and embarked on a personal journey to gain happiness and find out what success really means. I engaged in life-changing conversations with the giants of personality development, Tony Robbins, T. Harv Eckert, Les Brown, and many more. I did my training and put in the hours. I realized that we fight the way we do because we equate success with material goods. Moments, not stuff, became my new motto. Changing lives instead of making money became my new mission. Giving back to society instead of taking became my new passion. From all the adventures, experiences, and conversations I'd had, I derived my personal life principles. As I did so, I found that more and more people approached me and wanted to hear about it. A number of these people encouraged me, or more accurately, kicked my ass for weeks, until I sat down and finally put Unbox Your Life on paper. In my everyday life, I am a speaker, not a writer. As such, this book is authored in a rather cheeky, unconventional, and entertaining style. It is as far as you can get from literary perfection. Marcel Reich-Ranitzky is probably turning in his grave. Unbox Your Life is bold. I'm very much aware of how polarizing it might be. This book is intended to wake you up, scare you a little, and sensitize you. It is based on 15 years of personal experience in the field of personality development and behavioral psychology. Under no circumstances does it claim to be technically correct. I have made it my mission to make as many people as happy and successful as possible. For me, chronic complainers, the people from whom we aim to free ourselves, are those who can never be happy and think the world is out to get them, despite having it relatively good. No matter your culture, skin color, or creed, do not let the energy vampire in you gain the upper hand. Help those who are truly in need. For me, this is what unboxing your life really means.